This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A group that planned to protest at tonight's Denver City Council meeting is gathered outside City Hall. Officials called off the meeting over concerns about not being able to enforce social distancing inside council chambers. More than 150 protesters are participating in a so-called People's Town Hall to protest police brutality and systematic racism. The Colorado Supreme Court has ruled unanimously that a law banning high-capacity magazines is legal under the state's constitution. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
Colorado's law bans magazines with more than 15 rounds. Democratic lawmakers passed it in 2013 in the wake of the Aurora Theater shooting, where 20 people were killed and 70 were injured. The shooter, James Holmes, used a semi-automatic rifle in the attack. The law was challenged by Rocky Mountain gun owners, up through state courts, but they were ultimately defeated on Monday. RMGO's director said he will consider taking this fight to the federal courts, but that could take several more years. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
More than a million ballots have been returned for tomorrow's primary. Officials say nearly 200,000 unaffiliated voters cast ballots in the Democratic primary, far outpacing unaffiliated votes in the Republican contest. Democrats will choose Governor John Hickenlooper, former Governor Hickenlooper, or former State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff to take on Senator Cory Gardner. 86 degrees, mostly cloudy in Denver. This is CPR.